afternoon right here on Massive Metro. Continue to bring you great music and great conversations with me, Penny. We're just about to get into one that you definitely, definitely need to know more about. Now, today being the 29th of September is World Heart Day, which is especially relevant to South Africans, given that strokes and heart disease are unfortunately among the leading causes of natural deaths in our country. According to the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, 225 South Africans die of heart diseases every day. Yet 80% of heart diseases and strokes can be prevented. In light of that fact that COVID-19 has seen many of us pack on a few pounds, placing even more people at risk, Potato South Africa, a non-profit organization representing the potato industry, has therefore launched an exciting campaign entitled We Heart Amazambani. Now, this campaign aims to raise awareness of the importance of healthy eating. To chat more to us about that is Immaculate Zinde. She's a marketing specialist at Potato South Africa, and she's joining me on the line for a conversation. Good afternoon, Immaculate.
Good afternoon, Penny. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm awesome. Thank you so much for joining me for a conversation this afternoon. Hashtag We Heart Amazambani. Talk to me firstly about the work that you guys do as Potato South Africa.
So Potato South Africa is a non-profit company that was established to serve, protect and promote the interests of all potato producers in South Africa. We've got core business units. The transformation unit is all about making sure that we develop and empower black farmers or previously disadvantaged individuals to become commercials, because our people already are still into subsistence farming, and farming can actually be turned into a business. And then we do a lot of research to understand what varieties must be planted in South Africa, the climate, water usage. We do a lot of research around potato prices. And of course, the most exciting division is the marketing one. And our role is primarily to educate, to inform and inspire South Africans about everything potatoes.
Awesome stuff. That's the work of Potato South Africa. Okay, so let's talk about the connection in regards to healthy eating. What is the role, that potatoes can play in curbing, diseases and the role in nutrition, that potatoes have?
Well, I think, very sadly, even though we've made a huge stride, we have come to realize that myths and misconceptions about potatoes still persist. Whereas potatoes are actually packed with fiber and nutrients that can play an active role in lowering heart disease. And also, given the effects of the pandemic on our health and general well-being, it's very important that we encourage people to lead an active lifestyle. One of the hidden treasures of potatoes is that potatoes are packed with potassium. And potassium is known to stand the effects of salt on the blood, which actually can prevent heart disease or strokes. So regulating blood pressure, transmitting nerve impulses, and helping your muscles, including your heart muscles, to relax, is very important, and potatoes are one such vegetable that can be used when consumed correctly. I need to emphasize that. So, yeah, most people usually would eat their potatoes consumed or drenched in oil, dressed in a lot of fatty ingredients, and we are saying keep the skin on, bake, boil, air fry if you must for that greasy flavor in your mouth. Make sure you use fresh quality herbs and spices. And of course, make sure your plate represents the Rainbow Nation. Have your tomatoes on there. Have your avo. Have just about all the food commodities on your plate. It's all about having a balanced diet.
Awesome stuff. Okay, so we're talking Heart Awareness Month, and talk to us about the connection, between eating healthy and something like potatoes, and the work that you guys do closely with in regards to heart awareness.
We've done a lot of things digitally. I think potatoes are the number one vegetable in the world. And of course, in South Africa, potatoes are the most significant crop after maize, wheat, and rice. Potatoes are growing in terms of production and demand globally. And one of the questions that has been on the lips of the international community is food security. Land is becoming scarce, water is becoming scarce, and people are trying to figure out how do we ensure that current and future generations continue to be fed. And that's where potatoes come in. We believe that potatoes can contribute towards issues of poverty, hunger, unemployment, and that's because potatoes don't require a lot of land to be grown. They can grow under the most harsh of weather conditions. 80% of the plant is water, and it doesn't use a lot of water. But overall, we are seeing a lot of women coming into the agricultural space, and we are trying to make sure that these women play a very important role in being providers and maintaining food security in households in a country where about 13 million South Africans go to bed hungry on a daily basis.
We're going to take a quick break and then we come back and talk more about We Heart Amazambane by Potato South Africa, which is your digital campaign. To stay with us.
Sanlam understands that there are many goodbyes in life. There's the first proud goodbye.
Bye-bye, Stando Sanlam. Enjoy your first day of school.
The new beginning goodbye.
Zahambi nwele zami.
But when the time comes for the final farewell, with a Sanlam funeral plan that pays most claims in 4 hours, you can live with confidence knowing you've made the right choice for your family. Sanlam, live with confidence. An authorized FSP, T's and C's apply. Exclude Sanlam employees, benefits, funeral insurance.
Welcome back to Massive Metro. Continue to bring you great music and great conversations. And of course, I'm chatting on the line this afternoon with Immaculate Zinde, Marketing Specialist at Potato South Africa. We're talking World Heart Day and of course, the role that potatoes can play in your nutrition. We're talking about removing all these negative connotations or ideas that you might have when we talk potatoes. Potatoes are endorsed by the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and of course a medium skin on potato has even more potassium than a banana, in case you didn't know, and a nutrient which helps to regulate blood pressure and maintain healthy heartbeats. Okay, so Immaculate, talk to me about this campaign that you guys currently have, We Heart Amazambane.
We Heart Amazambane is obviously to observe Heart Awareness Month, which culminates today on World Heart Day. I think you mentioned that 225 South Africans die from heart disease on a daily basis, and it can be prevented by adopting a healthy lifestyle. But I think for us as an organization, we are using heart to connect with South Africans that have been affected by cardiovascular disease, be it a heart attack, a stroke, pulmonary disease. We are saying we are here. We are here to give you the tools of diet that can be incorporated to ensure that you lead a good, healthy lifestyle. So on this momentous day, World Heart Day, we just want to encourage people to continue to eat healthy, those that are not, to reflect and take a pause and reconsider, you know, how they are going about their lives. I think there's also a perception that healthy food is not tasty. We work with a lot of foodies, chefs, to come up with recipes that resonate with the South African population, just to showcase that there's more to a potato than meets the eye. It's not that potato salad that you get kolesum or at a wedding.
Yeah.
There's so much more that can be done with potatoes. It tastes good. It is versatile. It is cost effective. But yeah, we are saying we are taking heart on this day to remember those that have suffered at the hands of heart disease, and we want to encourage those that have not to make sure that they look after themselves, because heart disease is real.
That is so true. Thank you so much, for coming through and chatting to us. I mean, would you say COVID-19 and lockdown had a negative impact, obviously on lifestyle? How would you advise those who are working remotely. When we talk about, you know, World Heart Day, how can they keep themselves, you know, moving so that they can improve their health?
True, Tony. That's a tricky one. I will give advice of what I do. I call myself an active person, and by that I mean when I'm in the house, I jump, I dance. I do all sorts of movements, whether they make sense or not, but I just keep active. And sometimes it could be cooking with my music playing in the background, and I make sure that I make my cooking experience a fun and active one. And that's how I go about it. So it does not have to be an elaborate program where you sign up for, you know, a 30-day Pilates or whatever activity. It can just be moving around the house, whatever that you are doing, make sure that you do it with some energy. And potatoes give you energy. So yeah, eat potatoes, whatever you do in the household, make sure that you do it with energy and a bit of smile.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for chatting to us, Immaculate Zinde, Marketing Specialist at Potato South Africa, talking World Heart Day. Have a great day, Feather.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff. There you have it. Thank you for being with us. It's 5 to go.